So let's talk about the 27 pieces, the Hilary Hahn Encores. That's really exciting. And I understand the idea came to you because you noticed that people were not playing new music as much in encores.
Well, the encore genre is one that became very popular at a certain time of musical history. And I think the encores that we're aware of from that time have stayed popular for good reason. They're beautiful works. They became even more widespread when people started making recordings, but a record could only last a few minutes long on one side. So that would be what people would play in order to play a complete piece. They would play something short. And also back in the beginning of the 20th century, when violinists would program their recitals, they would do maybe a concerto with a piano reduction. They would do a sonata. They would do a bunch of short pieces. And so people were familiar with these short pieces as almost core repertoire. As we've gotten more towards bigger works by contemporary composers, I think the tendency has been for people to maybe play an isolated new encore after a concert when it's not really written in the program and the focus isn't really on that, or to pull a movement from a new piece and play that as an encore. But I didn't see any large focus on the encore genre as a current form to really dive into. So that's what I wanted to do, because I'd heard new pieces and I was like, what was that? That sounded interesting, and then it's gone. And you really don't know what it was you just heard. It's hard to follow through if you liked the composer because you don't know. You kind of missed the announcement. So in my project, I just really wanted to do a collection of pieces that represent a range of styles today. And I also needed to feel personally drawn to those particular composers, because I knew that this would be a pretty involved project from my end, and I wanted to really feel connected to each part of it. So I spent several months listening to all the music that I could find and picking certain composers that I thought would be really great for the project, and then cold calling them and working out with them, you know, sort of a time frame for their works. And so it wound up being 26 composers that I commissioned with the help of some really enthusiastic and helpful patrons who each sponsored a work. And then the 27th was a contest, an open contest, for which I received about 400 entries. And I picked one myself, so that winner is now the 27th piece in these 27 encores that are new.
Did it just grow to that length, depending on the music that appealed to you?
I loved listening to the contemporary music and finding composers that I wanted to work with. And it really doesn't look like that many people on a piece of paper when you write out the names of people you want to call to work with, because I didn't want to have an A list, a B list. I just wanted to have the group of people, the group of styles, the group of types of writing, really, because everyone approaches it from a different creative process. So I wanted to get my group in my head and kind of as a concept, and then I wanted to call them and see who would participate. And I didn't expect that this many people would be into it. You know, I just figured there must be some kind of rule of nature about how many people you ask and how many people wind up doing the project. So I wound up with more than I expected saying yes, and it was a great feeling. So I just wound up asking everyone anyway, because I couldn't figure out who I wanted to prioritize, because it wasn't about that for me with the project. And I was just really excited to work with everyone who was able to participate.
That's really cool. Now, when you tour with them, did you integrate them into a regular program? Mm-hmm.
I put them in the program so that people can hear a bunch of them in one performance, but also so that they can look at it and see from their program which ones they really liked, and then they can go home and look up those composers and see if there are premieres in their area or see if there are records they want to explore.
Do you anticipate that they'll be used both as encores and as parts of regular programs?
I hope so. What we've been doing on tour is programming up to 8 in a recital and then doing another couple as encores after the concert. And it's funny, the things you you anticipate will work really well as encores, and then the ones you are not sure will be great in that particular slot but really work well between pieces. When you take those that you're not sure about and put them in an encore slot, the composers really knew what they were doing because they all work as encores. And I'm really surprised because I expected that I would get 27 really interesting works that I would want to play and that other people would want to play, but the fact that they're all so different from each other and they all work as encores, they all create this mood in a hall, like, what are the odds of that? And it's fantastic. It's really exciting.
What qualities does it take to work as an encore? Because I read a discussion on your website where you were talking about how encores were typically virtuosic pieces, and some of the composers were saying they wanted to inject different qualities into them. So what qualities do you need to make it work as an encore?
I personally tend to play more lyrical encores after a recital program, but I always like to have the quicker, more like flashy encores at the ready, because you never know when you're going to need a second one, or maybe you just feel kind of energetic after a concert and you just feel like playing one of those to kind of focus all your energy and get it out there. And it's really good to have this range, because I asked each composer to just write what they wanted to write, like what they thought they wanted to present as an encore. And it really seems to have worked. I could never have said this is an encore quality and this is not, because everything you think you know, it's all about the presentation. You know, you could put together a bunch of qualities that you think are exactly what an encore needs, and it could just not work because it's not integral to how that composer writes, and it's not a pure expression of what they want to portray in an encore setting. So it's been really, really good to just let people write what they wanted and then receive it, try to figure out what this piece is to me as an interpreter, and then put it out there for the audience to interpret on their own as well.
That's cool. So when you pick an encore, you're tapping into the energy of the audience at that particular moment?
Right, and also into what feels good that day. I'll usually have a few pieces available sort of at my fingertips, but I won't really make a final decision until the day of the concert, and I'll try playing a couple of them and see which one feels best.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.